State of Minnesota, County of Hennepin, District Court, 4th Judicial District, State of Minnesota Plaintiff versus Derek Michael Chauvin, Defendant. Verdict, Count 1, Court File Number 27, CR20-12646. We, the jury, in the above entitled matter as to Count 1, unintentional second-degree murder while committing a felony, find the defendant guilty. This verdict agreed to this 20th day of April, 2021 at 1:44 p.m. Signed, juror foreperson, juror number 19. Same caption, verdict count 2. We, the jury, in the above entitled matter as to count 2, third-degree murder, perpetrating an eminently dangerous act, find the defendant guilty. This verdict agreed to this 20th day of April, 2021 at 1:45 p.m. Signed by jury foreperson, juror number 19. Same caption, verdict count 3. We, the jury, in the above entitled matter as to count 3, second-degree manslaughter, culpable negligence, creating an unreasonable risk, find the defendant guilty. This verdict agreed to this 20th day of April, 2021, at 1:45 p.m.
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anvitas. Let's get to it. It's Tuesday, April 20th, 2021. Welcome to Day 91. Derek Chauvin was convicted of second-degree unintentional murder, third-degree murder, and second-degree manslaughter for the killing of George Floyd. In May 2020, Chauvin, who is white, knelt on Floyd's neck for more than 9 minutes as the 46-year-old black man who was handcuffed face down in the street repeatedly cried out, "I can't breathe." The former Minneapolis police officer faces up to 75 years in prison when he is sentenced in the coming weeks. Minnesota's sentencing guidelines, however, call for sentences short of the maximum. Each murder charge for a person with no criminal history carries a presumptive prison sentence of 12.5 years in Minnesota, while manslaughter carries a presumptive prison sentence of 4 years. The jurors deliberated for about 10 hours over 2 days after the prosecution and defense teams presented nearly 6 hours of closing arguments. Earlier today, Biden suggested that the evidence against Derek Chauvin was overwhelming and said that he was praying for the right verdict in the George Floyd case. Biden also called the Floyd family to express his support and sympathy. Representative Maxine Waters urged protesters in Minnesota to stay on the street and get more confrontational if Chauvin wasn't convicted. The judge overseeing the trial, however, said the comments could be grounds for appeal and may result in this whole trial being overturned. Moving on, the Department of Homeland Security's Inspector General declined to investigate what role the Secret Service played in the clearing of peaceful protesters from Lafayette Square in June 2020 so that Trump could stage a photo op in front of a church. According to documents, Joseph Kufari's staff submitted a draft plan on June 10th to investigate whether the Secret Service violated its use of force policies when it cleared the area with rubber bullets and sprayed a chemical irritant. Trump and his aides then walked across the park to demonstrate strength and control amid the civil unrest that followed George Floyd's death. Kufari declined to approve the investigation, as well as another investigation into the spread of the coronavirus among the Secret Service, as Trump continued to hold campaign events during the pandemic. Hundreds of officers were either infected with the virus or had to quarantine after potential exposure. The Biden administration says it will pledge to cut U.S. greenhouse gas emissions at least in half by the year 2030, a near doubling of the target that the U.S. committed to under the 2015 Paris Climate Agreement. Biden says he'll make the pledge when he convenes a virtual climate summit with more than 36 world leaders on Thursday. In 2015, the U.S. pledged to cut emissions by between 26 and 28% compared to 2005 levels as part of the Paris Accord. Biden officials are still considering a target range for reducing its emissions, which could go above 50%. Trump pulled the U.S. from the global climate deal in 2017. Meanwhile, the Biden administration said that it strongly supports making Washington, D.C. the 51st state, adding that Congress should provide for a swift and orderly transition to statehood for the more than 700,000 Washington residents who do not have full voting representation in the House and Senate. Moving on, the U.S. ambassador to Russia initially refused to leave the country after the Kremlin advised him to return home following sanctions by the Biden administration. John Sullivan later announced that he would return home to the U.S. for consultations with American officials. Russia's foreign ministry announced that it would expel 10 American diplomats and bar current officials from visiting Russia. Satellite photos show that Russia has moved warplanes and troops to Crimea and to bases near Ukraine to a greater extent than previously disclosed. And finally, a dozen mega donors contributed $1 for every $13 raised for federal candidates and political groups since the year 2009. The top 12 donors and their spouses, split equally between 6 Democrats and 6 Republicans, donated a combined $3.4 billion. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Andidas.